Students at Simon Gratz High School, Mastery Charter, took advantage of free haircuts from some of the best barbers in Philly this week. But for the men who volunteered their time and services, it was about more than just the cuts. WHYY's Amanda Fitzpatrick shares how their message to reach the youth goes beyond the barber chair.
Inside these four walls, the classroom is turned into a makeshift barber shop.
We're in like a low-income environment, so it's really hard to get haircuts out here, so them doing it for free is a real big help.
Zymir Floyd is one of dozens of students who took advantage of the free cuts, but the conversations were priceless.
It's great. You know, you get to connect. It's like a therapy session. Like, you know, you get to talk, let out whatever you're going through. They help you calm down.
That buzzing sound you hear in the background is South Philly barber Damon Young trimming one student's hair. I listened as their conversation shifted after the student told Young he didn't get along with his father and that his dad didn't care what he did outside of school as long as he finished. Young decided to have a heart-to-heart.
I survived the streets without, you know, going to jail. I've been shot. My son right now has done 8 years in jail, not listening to me. Got a kid. I would love him to finish school, but I want you to live, too. Y'all endangered species, y'all. Y'all dying at a rapid pace. There's no reset button to the streets. It's real life.
This is just one of the many tough conversations where young men not only get free hairstyles, but also get a free lesson about life through the eyes of men who admit they, too, have had some challenges growing up in Philly. Mount Airy barber Jamil Reagan opened up about his own tragedy.
My brother was murdered in 2007. He was a close friend. I was there. It was my little brother. It was just hard for me to deal with, you know what I mean?
Reagan sharing his story opened old wounds, but also gave him a chance to offer advice to the youth.
The gentleman that I was talking to, he said that he lost a close friend of his too, so that was something that we related to and how to move forward. You have some ones that's optimistic and there's others that deal with it differently, you know what I mean? And it's hard for them to cope with some of the things that's going on in their lives. So,
for many students across Philly, the threats are real.
Like, you can just simply be walking and minding your business and somebody can just roll up on you and start attacking you out of nowhere and start shooting and stuff.
George Bell says it hasn't been easy for young black students like him.
To me, it's sad because, like, it's almost like every week, every day, every new month, there's like some type of violence, killings.
Floyd shares his experience being a young black man living in Philly.
It's scary because, you know, I might just be walking down the street and someone think I'm somebody else and kill me. But I still got to push through and go to school every day, you know.
In Philadelphia, an uptick in violence has led to at least 199 students shot last school year. 33 of those shootings were fatal. That's according to the School District of Philadelphia. In the past few weeks, a mass shooting left 8 Northeast High School students wounded and 1 Imhotep Institute Charter High School student was shot and killed. Many students I've talked to over the past few months are just trying to survive.
You just feel very uncomfortable in your own neighborhood. Just walking around as being a teenager, being a kid, can be very, very sad sometimes and scary.
Yet hope for a better future.
In Philly, really, we should promote more sports so that way the new generation growing up, they don't just see all this negativity and stuff going on and then get you interested in it and to do something that's good for your mental other than just starting beefs and having a bunch of violence going on. When you see that growing up, eventually you probably want to do it too.
Within the black community, the barbershop is a safe space where black men can not only get haircuts, but also have real conversations without judgment about important topics impacting the black community. The Youth Outreach Adolescent Community Awareness Program is an anti-violence agency that developed Sharp Insight Barbers to help bring together area barbers to offer haircuts to at-risk teens. The Barbers Against Violence Partnership has volunteered at 3 schools and provided services for 80 students, which means 80 conversations that could save lives. Organizer Kalik Hayes hopes to expand the program and has this message.
We hope that being around them, talking to them, pouring into them, if nothing, if we don't do nothing, when they leave us, they know that there is hope. And there is people that care. And there is black men that care about black boys.
Amanda Fitzpatrick, WHYY News.